I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
Started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
Five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here at the penthouse suite of the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful downtown Parts Unknown as we broadcast live. Right here at DDP Radio at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can find me over at mike@90%.com. And per usual, I am joined by the walking success story, the walking billboard for changing your life. The lovely, the elegant, the inspirational Stacey Morris is on DDP Radio. How are you, Stacey?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
Ah, can't complain. I could complain. We can all find something to complain about. So that's a BS line. But I'm doing well. I have very minimal things to complain about, which I guess is always a good thing.
That's always good. Same
and
here.
As always, we've also got on the show our co-host, the man holding down the fort. He is the glue that holds DDP Radio together. He is the Mr. Stay Puffed to my Ray Stans. He is the one and only, the GDP Radio supervillain himself, Robert McLaren. Robert, how are you, buddy? And looks like Robert is having a little bit of trouble again.
Oh, he just was here a minute ago.
Yeah, we just had him, and I got a message from him just a second ago saying he could not hear me. So Robert's had some technical issues on his end the past couple weeks, so we'll try to get that figured out in the next couple of minutes. We are expecting momentarily, anytime now, we've got some amazing guests on the show tonight. We are looking forward to greatly talking to these two men, and their stories are just unbelievable. Anybody who knows of professional wrestling, you know, knows of Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron. They are known as the Handicapped Heroes due to their disabilities, which I feel really terrible calling them handicapped. Referring to him like that, seeing that they can do more in their lives physically than I possibly ever could in mine. So it feels kind of awkward referring to them as handicapped, but we'll get into their story in just a few minutes. Zach Gowen is a former WWE superstar and just a huge inspirational story. He lost his leg at an early age in life, and Gregory Iron was born with cerebral palsy and overcame that to not only be a great handicapped wrestler, but one of the great pro wrestlers in the business. I think people get in the mindset of referring to them as handicapped wrestlers when they're not just great handicapped wrestlers. They're one of the greatest wrestlers in the wrestling business today. So we're really excited to talk to them in just a moment as well. Stacey, you want to run down the schedule until Robert gives me the word that we have Gregory and Zach on the line? We got a couple really cool dates coming up. DDP Yoga is always on the move, and we've got some amazing workshops. If you guys have had a chance to grab any workshops in the past couple months, he's been all over the place. We've been in Mexico. He's been over there where he had his wedding, and it's a great time over there. I'm just kind of stalling as I look for the schedule right here.
You don't have a schedule?
Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Yeah, I had a little as soon as the show started, my headphones died, so I had to do some reconfiguring. But we actually have Zach and Gregory ready to go whenever you are.
Oh, we'll get right into it, man. I was stalling. I was pulling stuff out of my rear. So, I want to give them a proper introduction. We're really excited to have these guys on the line. They go by the term handicap heroes, but as I was saying, it doesn't seem right calling you guys handicap because you guys can do more than I could ever dream of possibly even achieving. So welcome to the show, Gregory Iron and Zach Gowan. They are the handicap heroes and huge stars in the wrestling world right now, which I want to talk to them about their career, their DDP yoga, their trip to the Performance Center, and all the stuff they've overcome in their lives. But welcome to the show.
Yeah. What's up, Mike, Stacy?
Hey, guys.
What's going on, man? I'm going to try. It's going to be kind of a mess because we got a lot of people on the line. So I'm going to try to keep this as organized as possible. But thank you guys for coming on. Really excited to have you guys. And I talked to you guys both personally the day before you were heading to the Performance Center at the NWA Legends Fan Fest in Charlotte. And you guys were telling me about your DDP yoga journeys, but I just want to put in context a little bit, why it's so amazing what you guys have done and are inspiring so many people. Of course, Gregory Iron, I first got to know you. You came on my radar during a real grassroots campaign that came about trying to get you into the WWE Royal Rumble, which gained national and mainstream attention. Due to the fact that you were I believe, the only professional wrestler to have cerebral palsy. Is that correct?
I'm the only one, yes.
And, I know that obviously you have limitations physically, which I don't refer to them as limitations because, like I said, you can do more than I dream of. But how do you work around that? Is it something that just comes naturally to you, the fact that I know how to work my life? Do you work your life in a way that you've always known, or is it something you have to work at to work around these?
Well, cerebral palsy is something that I've had since birth, and it's different in a lot of people. For me, it mainly affects my right arm, my right fingers, and my right hand, and a little bit my leg too, but for the most part, it's all in my arm. I grew up with it. It was diagnosed 10 months into my life. So, having cerebral palsy, having one good arm is really all I've ever known. But as I was going through physical therapy until the age of 7, twice a week, I had to figure out how to adapt to things. And things were challenging for me, and things were frustrating for me, especially as a little kid trying to figure out, why I had this disability and why I had to be different than everybody else. And that kind of stuck with me as I got older, and I became an angsty teen and an angry young man and trying to figure out, why was I given this disability? And, it turns out this thing that I always thought was a curse turned out to be my blessing. And it just pushed me to work harder, show up earlier than anybody else and stay later, and still pursue my dreams despite the disability. I started lifting weights when I was 16. And I just adapted from there. I have to do things differently. I have to use a lifting strap just in case my hand opens up. But I work around it. It's really all I know. So I think Zach always says it best. People always walk up to him and say, "How do you wrestle with one leg?" And he always says, "Well, I only know how to wrestle with one leg. He's never wrestled with two." And I feel like it's the same way with me. It's like, how do you do this with one arm? How do you do that with one arm? It's all I know. So I don't know any other way. So I just do my best.
And I know you guys coming up in the business, the wrestling business can be a tough game physically, and the people that are in it are known tough guys. Did people, and I want to get into Zach in just a second, but I want to get Gregory's story down here real quick. Obviously, you probably heard a lot of can'ts in your career. You sure. Can't enter this game. You can't work on the same level as these people. Obviously, you've given plenty of middle fingers to the word can'ts. How do you deal with people that, question whether you're able to do this or not?
Well, when I first started in wrestling, I had a big chip on my shoulder. So when people told me I couldn't do something, I felt I had to go out of my way to tell them, F you, I can do this. But I learned early on, thanks to my trainers, working with guys like, Johnny Gargano, who's been all over the world, and particularly Josh Prohibition, who
pulled me aside and saw that I had this chip on my shoulder. And I remember Josh distinctly telling me, like, look, I know you're trying hard, but you have a big mouth. And you shut your mouth and start opening your ears and just show people what you can do instead of telling them. And that was probably the best advice I could have ever got. And it got me more focused. And I took Josh's advice. I started going out there and listening and trying to improve and soaking up like a sponge every piece of knowledge that I could to try to figure out not only how do I become a good wrestler, but how do I become a good and believable wrestler while having a disability? And it, I think that the fact that I've surrounded myself in the last decade with, you know, in my opinion, some of the best and most knowledgeable guys in the business, I feel like that's really benefited me. Because if I had I not grown up around guys like Johnny Gargano and M-Dog Matt Cross, who's, you know, working for Lucha Underground now, and Josh Prohibition, who, you know, did CZW and XPW and all that stuff back in the day, and the guys I work with like Zach now, I've been very fortunate. I don't know if I'd be in the position that I am now if I didn't have such great people helping me along the way.
That's amazing. And we have so many DDP Yoga people who are in this community and follow, you know, Dallas's workout that have a lot of, you know, physical limitations themselves. And we're going to talk modifications in a little bit, but you talked about a chip on your shoulder, and Zach Gowen has been very open with his struggles with, you know, a bit of an attitude problem as well as substance issues that came from him getting a shot at on the biggest stage of them all, working with the biggest names in the industry at the age of 19 years old. Zach, you know, did this, he went through this whole process, you know, with as a young kid, just thrown into the fire like this. And Zach, as a one-legged wrestler, and I don't want to talk about this the whole show because I know, you know, you guys get this all the time, but you had to overcome a lot of perception when you first got in the game. And obviously you're going to have a little chip on your shoulder trying to show people, you know, I'm as good as you, if not better. Talk about your transition in getting into the wrestling business and overcoming, you know, the perceptions of people.
Yeah, it was difficult in the beginning because, like you said, and like Greg said, the biggest challenge for me was to be able to, how do I present, you know, me as a one-legged wrestler in an athletic contest. Meaning, you know, and I hate to break it to you guys, but professional wrestling isn't real in the sense that it's a legitimate sport, right? So how do we tell the story of a one-legged guy beating a guy with two legs? Because if you think about it, right, whether it's a schoolyard bully in school or it's a professional wrestling match, whatever it is, if you beat me, great. Good job. You beat a guy with one leg, right? But if I beat you, great. You got beat by a guy with one leg. Like, it's a lose-lose situation for anybody. So the biggest hurdle for me was how do I present the story in a way where it doesn't make the other guy look bad, where we both come out of it better off for the match. And a lot of guys in the beginning, their minds were very closed in the sense that they couldn't kind of think beyond what has already happened. You know, it's like the whole world thought nobody could ever break a 4-minute mile, you know, and then for 200,000 years, the 4-minute mile stood in the record books. And then finally the first guy broke it. And then since then there's been hundreds, right? Nobody could do a 900 on a skateboard. That was impossible. But as soon as Tony Hawk does it, then everybody kind of comes around and they're able to do it. And so a lot of people in the beginning of my career, promoters wouldn't book me because, and I had one promoter say to me, you know, we don't run freak show wrestling. And that was kind of like, I was looked at as some sort of freak, some sort of sideshow circus freak. Another guy wouldn't wrestle me because he didn't want to lose to a guy with one leg. And that just showed, I mean, that's not like, I don't carry that around with me or anything, but I recognize that's part of the process, and that's part of the struggle, like Greg said, to kind of fuel the fire that drives me to be as good and as successful as I am within the industry of professional wrestling.
So you took something that could have... Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Stacey.
Well, you took something that could have really broke your spirit
And in a way, you almost used it as fuel to keep you going and pursuing what you wanted to pursue.
Yeah, that's correct. Because, and I kind of look at it from a different perspective. I kind of have a little bit of gratitude for how my life is, and that's on a micro level, and it kind of translates to a macro level, where I have my options in terms of me living day to day, and how I view the world is very limited. A lot of people can kind of wade through life and go to work and then pay their taxes and go to church and just kind of do that, middle of the road type of scenario. Me, I can't do that. For some reason, I can't exist in the middle. I live in the extremes. So either my spirit is broken, like you said, Stacy, and I can't get off my couch, and I live in all this shame and this anger and resentment, or I can take action and get off my couch and feed my soul and my spirit in all different aspects of my life. It's either one or the other. And that's just kind of, so basically I have two options, and when the options are black and white like that, it's almost easier to choose the option where I get off my couch and I take action and I help people and I just kind of, feed my soul that way.
And this question goes for both Zach and Gregory. You know, the wrestling business is a very exploitative business. If you've got something different about you, it's going to end up on every poster, in every magazine, on every, card in the business. But was it hard for you? Because, people refer to, Gregory as the wrestler with cerebral palsy, and they refer to Zach as the one-legged wrestler. But it's not – they use it almost as if it's a gimmick, but you guys – proved them wrong quickly as soon as you step through those ropes. I've seen both of you work both live and on video, and you're as good, if not better, than anybody on these cards. Was it hard for you to make the transition, which you probably will never fully make, from wrestler with cerebral palsy, wrestler with one leg, to just great professional wrestler?
I'm okay with being labeled as the wrestler with cerebral palsy for two reasons. One, because it makes me different. There's no one out there that is doing on the professional level what I'm doing. By the same token, does that kind of leave me with the burden or the stereotype that I'm just a gimmick? Yes and no. If you're narrow-minded, if you've never seen my work, or if you see my work and you're not open to what I'm doing, or you're not open to what Zach's doing as a wrestler with one leg, then sure, then you're just going to look at me as a gimmick. But I'd like to think that, I've been doing this for 9 years now, and especially in the last three or four, I feel like I've really come in my own, and I've really, again, through the help of other people and just watching countless hours of footage and studying, I feel like me personally, if given the opportunity, I can go out there alone or with Zach, and we can show people together or separately that we aren't just guys with disabilities. We're great wrestlers. A perfect example, I just posted about it today on social media. 3 years ago today, Zach and I wrestled each other, one and only time, a guy with one leg versus a guy with cerebral palsy. And I distinctly remember going into it. Everybody was for it. The guy booking it, Joe Dombrowski, the whole promotion, everyone around thought it was a great attraction. And the only people that were afraid of the match were Zach and I, because we thought to ourselves, how are we going to make people forget that we are two guys with disabilities? Like, we in the back of our minds, we're thinking, we're thinking of South Park, and people are going to think it's awkward and call it a cripple fight, and it's going to be weird, and there's going to be no reaction. But I think with the build to the match, Zach was the bad guy and I was the good guy. And once we figured out what the story was, which was the fact that we weren't two wrestlers with disabilities, that's not all we are. We're two great wrestlers, and we're going to go out there and give them a great match to where they forget, even if it's for 20 minutes, that we're superior athletes. That's what we went out there and did. Once we figured that out, it made everything easier. And I feel like, with what we did that night, we stole the show. And given the opportunity, I feel Zach and I could steal the show in any promotion. I mean, it's about going in, out there and doing what we've done since day one, and that's proved people wrong. So as far as labels, people can say whatever they want. But if we go out there and we touch one live, you know, change one person's life. That's what it's all about.
And you guys are doing that. You're big into the inspirational aspect of what you do, and you know that the power you two hold in being on that stage, you know, being able to inspire people and influence different people. And I know you guys take that very seriously. You know, how is it that you guys are able to connect with people who may not have the same disabilities as you two, but, you know, feel ostracized in life? You know, I know as a young kid, as a wrestling kid, I was the awkward kid who watched wrestling that didn't have a ton of friends. And there's so many people like that that can relate to somebody who's a little bit different. And you guys are using that power to inspire so many people and make people feel that it's okay to have, you know, something that's a little different about you.
Well, that's exactly right. You see, our handicaps are going to be a lot more visual than other people's handicaps. They're going to be, but our stories relate, and we connect to these audiences because who can't relate to, like you said, not fitting in? Who can't relate to having an almost seemingly insurmountable obstacle in front of them and the desire to overcome that? So our stories, they transcend our physical handicaps, and they transcend professional wrestling. And that's what I believe makes us so successful is our ability to tap into that and connect with our audience.
And I know you guys you're a part of a crop of talent. And I know, Zach, you've had some major, major, you know, national exposure in the WWE on a huge global level. But you've kind of reinvented yourself on the independent circuit, which, you know, without that WWE TV to promote the handicapped heroes, it's hard to get your name out there and get your name, you know, out there on the indie circuit. But you guys are in demand. You guys are traveling the country, getting booked all the time. And you started getting over organically, almost like a grassroots effort, like the old school rock bands would do. You just do a whole hell of a lot of touring and then end up, you know, building a fan base. How is it nowadays that on the indies, you know, you guys are connecting with all these people and able to travel the world and get booked throughout the world off the name Handicapped Heroes, which hasn't had national, you know, global WWE TV behind it?
That's it. I'm glad you said that. Thank you for saying that. The Handicapped Heroes is the most proud thing I've ever done. It's the one thing in wrestling that I'm most proud of in my career. And I've done everything in wrestling. But like you said, we've had success. We've been in demand. We have traveled. We have wrestled the best. We have held promotions, titles from coast to coast. And it's not at all because of my past history or my affiliation with WWE. Nobody remembers my run in WWE, and I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I mean you remember it, but the thing is, when you put my name on a poster, what I'm saying from the casual fan's perspective, right? You put my name on a poster and you say former WWE wrestler Zach Gowen, the average WWE fan's gonna go, "Who? I've never heard of that guy." That's just the times we live in, because quite frankly, that run was so long ago; it's ancient history. So what we've been able to do, and this is what I wanted to do since I started wrestling, I wanted to be able to make a genuine connection with an audience. I wanted to hit the road. I wanted to work hard, and I wanted to be completely organic. And that's what we've done. I believe we're the most successful tag team without any sort of contract, without any sort of corporate backing at all, because the reason is because it's not bullshit. What we do is we go out there, we put on fantastic matches, and I'm so proud of our work, and most of the credit goes to Gregory, because he's an absolute amazing talent. But it's the ability to, like I said, connect with an audience, get an emotional, visceral reaction out of them, and then have them kind of hitch their wagon to us, and we feel the momentum. They propel us. Without the fans, and without fans telling their friends or their families, "Hey, you guys got to come to the next show and see the Handicap Heroes, because there's something like we've never seen before. It's the only because of that. It's not because we have billboards or TV commercials or we're on Raw or I'm on all the WWE DVDs that are coming out, because I'm forgotten history, but the fact is that I've been able to resurrect my career through working with Gregory, through getting out of my own way, and doing that, we've been able to really tap into something special, and that's why I'm so proud of the work that we put in, and I'm so proud of Greg, and I'm proud of myself, quite frankly, because this is what I'm doing now with Greg is the reason why I got into wrestling. It's only taken about 13 years for it to happen, but this is the exact reason why I got into wrestling, to be able to go coast to coast, hit the roads, be my own boss, do public speaking, do DDP yoga, share my story, inspire people, and do it alongside my best friend. I mean, I'm living the dream. Like you said earlier, Mike, I can complain, and I have lots to complain about if I want to. But the fact is, if I look at my life objectively, I realize I'm the luckiest man in the world.
That's amazing, and I want to talk to you guys about your DDP yoga journeys as well. But real quick, I want to tell Zach, and this isn't just because you're on the show with me, but I don't really follow a lot of new wrestling nowadays. I just have fallen out of it, gotten so busy. But I went to an independent show probably around 3 or 4 years ago. It had Big Van Vader on it, Matt Hardy, a couple other names. And your name was on the poster, but, you know, you weren't the attraction name. But out of all the people, the only match I remember that from that show, and I was going into it with not many expectations because I hadn't heard from you in a while at the time, but Zach Gowen was the guy who stole the show out of everybody. And that's the only match I remember from that show. And the people reacted to that match more than the big Van Vader, you know, anybody. On that show, Zach Gowen stole the show. And you worked hard. You put a lot of effort into it. You know, it was a small show in Lynn, Massachusetts, but you put effort as if you were working the garden.
That's that. Thank you for saying that. And I do remember that show. That's incredible. That's nights like that are the reason why I wrestle. And I give that effort no matter where I'm at, because, and here's the thing. If you look at my life, I can realize how absolutely blessed I am to step foot, literally, into a wrestling ring, and to be able to, and just to have the ability, and not even do it, right? But just to have the ability to connect with someone in the audience the same way Ric Flair connected with me in the 1992 Royal Rumble 3 weeks after my leg amputation. To be able to have that ability to give to someone else as a possibility, to me, that goes through my mind every time I go through the curtain, and that's why I take every single opportunity to wrestle very, very, very seriously, because not only is this my livelihood, but this is also my dream, and this is also my way to give someone hope. And so I take that seriously, and I hope that my work reflects that. I hope that the diet and the training I put into my body to be able to do that night in and night out reflects that. This is what I do. This is why I was put here on Earth. So if this is the reason why I was put here on Earth, then why would I half-ass it? And why would I only go half speed in front of 200 people? You know, if I want to work in front of 20,000 people at the Garden again, then I'm going to need to put in a Madison Square Garden effort each and every time I go out there to prove to the powers that be within the wrestling industry that I deserve to be in Madison Square Garden. And that's how I feel. I mean, the fire has never burned brighter, and I'm 13 years in, and I've never felt better, man. So I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
That's amazing. And you guys have incorporated DDP yoga into your training regimen. And I had a great conversation with Gregory, who shared with me, I can't remember exactly what you said, but it was the strength in your arm. And DDP yoga, you were able to, you know, either prop yourself up or do like almost a push-up. And, you know, how has DDP yoga changed your game? Because, you know, anybody who's in the wrestling business alone should be doing DDP yoga for recovery time and flexibility and just, you know, there's a lot of hard landing and a hard, you know, twists and turns and awkward movements. I'll start with Gregory. How did you get involved in DDP yoga, and how has it found you in the ring, outside of the ring, your life in general?
Well, I got involved with DDP yoga thanks to Zach. Zach started the program a little bit before I did. He kept putting it over to me, and at first I was kind of hesitant. I mean, I was already doing like weight training, you know, 5 days a week, and around the time he started pitching it to me, I was actually doing a strength and conditioning class on top of all that on Monday nights and sometimes Wednesday nights. So I was like, I don't know if it's for me, and he kept pushing me and pushing me, and finally, between him and DDP, you know, I got some DDP yoga, and I started doing it back in June. And at first, you know, I was kind of slow with it. I was like, I don't know about this. And I would see certain things where I just thought it was impossible. And I'll give you two words, Black Crow. I saw Black Crow and I thought to myself, you know, I'm nope, not doing that. I would get to that part in the DVD. I wouldn't even bother. But as time went on, and, you know, I do this, you know, on my own. My girlfriend's not home, so she's not, you know, she's not watching me when I first start, so I don't feel all awkward and stuff that I'm a guy doing yoga. You know, I'm trying to get out of that phase in my life as I'm doing it at first. And I started to build confidence. And so no one would be around and I'd say, you know what, maybe I should try this Black Crow thing. And I kept falling on my ass every time because, you know, I have strength in my right arm, but my balance has always been out of whack because of the cerebral palsy. So basically what DDP yoga has done for me is it's given me core strength and better balance and definitely better flexibility than I've ever had before because I wasn't doing really any stretching or anything like that, like a little bit before matches, but nothing as intense as DDP yoga. And getting in the routine of doing those things on a regular basis, when I started to try Black Crow, I would fall on my ass, but eventually... the week before we went down to the Performance Center to do DDP yoga with DDP himself, I got the Black Crow pose for 2 seconds. And for those that don't know what Black Crow is, it's basically, you know, you're leaning forward with your knees on your triceps and you're trying to just get your feet up off the ground and kind of almost do a headstand. And I was able to do it for 2 seconds, maybe not even 2 seconds, maybe it was a second and a half. Maybe I felt like it was 2 seconds in my head, but for that 2 seconds, I got something that I've never got from lifting weights. And I'm not just saying that. It was crazy to feel the strength in my right arm that I've never felt, and to feel my right arm helping me balance just as much as my left arm. You know, it's something that I never even thought was possible. And now it's pushed me to the point where I've been doing DDP yoga for maybe almost 4 months now. And once I hit that 2 seconds with Black Crow, it motivated me to say to myself, you know what, I'm going to hit a headstand. I don't know if it's possible, but, you know, I didn't think Black Crow was possible. So that's my goal now. It's built my core strength up to the point and my confidence, more importantly, to where I think I can hit a headstand, something that you would have told doctors, you know, hey, this kid's going to be able to stand on his head with a bad arm when I was a kid. They would have said you're crazy. But I don't know, DDP yoga gave me belief. I'm going to hit a headstand.
That's amazing and so inspiring, which is what kept me going on the program for over almost 4 years now. Is, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Like, you know, you can do something today that you couldn't do yesterday, which motivates you to continue and see what else you can try. And you guys had an awesome trip to the Performance Center. You were invited by Dallas, which when I saw you guys at the Mid-Atlantic Fan Fest, you guys were on your way to the Performance Center the next day. Talk about your experiences there working out with Dallas at the PC, and talk about, you know, how you plan on going forward with DDP yoga, because obviously if anyone can be a beacon of modifications, and Dallas wants to demonstrate modifications, because we have so many people who struggle with limitations that need to find ways around it. And I want to talk to Zach for a second in a minute about your mantra in life, which you told me down in Charlotte was, I'll figure it out. And so many people need to find ways to figure out how to do this program for things they can't do right now, but can. Talk about, you know, your experience at the Performance Center and how you plan on going forward and trying to, you know, educate people to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I'll speak for Greg here. We're open to do anything with Dallas in terms of carrying the message.
because this program means so much to me. It's the only one that I've been able to consistently do for a long period of time. And that's been my biggest problem in the past. I would get all gung-ho and I'd lift weights, or I would do this workout, or I'd employ this philosophy in terms of diet and training and all this kind of stuff. And I'd go hard for a month, and then I would take 2 months off, and then I'd go hard for a month and a half, and I'd take 3 weeks off or whatever. There was no consistency. But this workout is the only workout, and I'm not trying to go into infomercial. I'm just sharing my experience. But this is the only workout that I've actually looked forward to doing when I wake up in the morning. Because like you said, I always wonder, like, what can I do today? How can I push myself further? Because that's what's so great about this program, is that anybody at any fitness level can do it. You are the one who decides how hard you're going to go into the workout. You can make it as easy as you want or as hard as you want. And like Dallas says, there's always some place to go. Like Greg, with his cerebral palsy afflicted arm, can go in the Black Crow. Now he wants to go into a headstand. And as he's talking, I'm thinking, why stop at a headstand? I want to see him do a handstand completely. I'm like, how amazing would that be with his
oh,
arm,
yeah,
the way it is, you know? But so it was, so the idea of this workout, it means so much to me, because it allowed me as well to find a lot of balance that I thought I had, but I quickly realized I didn't have. And my core strength, and it actually has helped me. It's helped me tremendously in the ring. There's a huge difference in the way I move. I'm a lot quicker. I'm a lot stronger. I'm a lot sturdier in the ring. I'm 32 years old, but I feel like I'm 18 again. And that's you know, thanks to the workout. So I'm fully bought in on the workouts, and I think they can help anybody with any condition from ages 8 to 88. I don't think it matters. And furthermore, so it was really interesting to kind of do a workout with DDP himself, because one, I'm a huge mark for the guy throughout his wrestling career, in and out of the ring too. I love how he's been able to build an empire outside of wrestling. It's something that I aspire to do, because obviously I can't wrestle forever. So he's a personal inspiration for me, and his energy is infectious. I mean, this man is almost 60 years old, and he's running around like a Tasmanian devil. And we were with him the whole day. We were filming stuff and doing interviews and things like that, and he never stopped, man. And to me, that, you know, that inspired me to kind of step my game up in terms of my enthusiasm for life and how I approach life. But to be able to do a 70-minute workout with DDP leading the class, that was awesome. I had the biggest smile on my face the whole time, and I didn't mean to, like, offend anybody or anything like that, but I'm laughing like a little kid the whole time, because, I mean, DDP, the man in front of us, is doing the workouts with us, and then Rob Van Dam and Stevie Richards are behind me doing the workout, and I'm like, is this my life right now? Like, what is that happening, you know? And we're just like sweating, and the music's playing, and DDP's WCW theme music is kicking in, dude, and I'm just like laughing the whole time. I'm like, this is freaking surreal, man. Like, this is like the coolest hour of my life right now. Like, this is awesome. So I mean, it was amazing.
That was the best part. Yeah, he started out with smells like Teen Spirit, and he just had this grin on his face, like he knew that we knew that was definitely WCW theme, and he just goes, he says, if you know, you know, it was the biggest pop. It was so good, man. He did that totally on purpose.
It was awesome, dude. So it was so cool to be a part of that. And not to mention the facility is state of the art, and it's beautiful, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous facility. I can't wait till it opens up to the public. People are going to be blown away. It's going to be a huge success, because this is something that works, and it works for anybody, and it works for everybody. And like you said, I'll figure it out. So if I can figure out how to do this thing on one leg,
and Greg can figure out how to do this thing with cerebral palsy and not being able to use his right arm, then there are no more. We've taken your excuses away. And that's our goal. You have no excuses. I don't care. And Dallas showed us videos of a guy who was 600 pounds and he lost so much weight. And I mean, that's like the bigger obstacle, I think, than having one leg, you know. But man, like, there are absolutely no excuses, and that's what this workout does. It takes away your excuses, and it forces you to look in the mirror and ask you, do you have the dedication and do you have the willingness to own your life? And the answer is yes, and the sky's the limit.
We had a great conversation with Zach, like I said, in Charlotte, and you were talking to me about your admiration for Dallas on him being able to transcend outside the wrestling business. We talked a bit about Roddy Piper, who was able to become a working actor, a respected actor outside of the wrestling business. And as you said just a few minutes ago, you know, your career isn't going to last forever, especially the way wrestling is now, where everything's bigger and jumping off higher, you know, places and, you know, bigger moves, and they're just a huge impact on your body. And you talked about your respect for Dallas to be able to break out outside of the wrestling business. This question goes out to both of you guys. You know, what are your plans outside of wrestling? Obviously, years left in your... But guys are years. Hello?
Hello.
Did we lose
you guys?
Yeah, did we lose you guys?
Guys?
Okay, I think we're all right.
We good? Did we got you? We're good.
Yeah.
We're good now. We're good. I think we're cutting out a little bit.
All right,
Greg. Moving forward, knowing that you can't wrestle forever, what do you envision yourself doing in the next year, 5 years, 10 years down the line?
Well, right now, you know, Zach and I together, we've been working on doing some speaking in schools, and that's been a big goal of mine for a while. And I think Zach, you know, just like he's pushed me in the ring time and time again, Zach's really been pushing and helping me so that we can do the speaking thing together. And it's something I really wanted to do. I've had experience with it in the past. And now I'm just hoping that we get to do it on a bigger scale. We're going to be doing an assembly full of middle school kids coming up in September. And, you know, hopefully it just branches out from there. And on top of that, you know, I love writing. I definitely like to do some writing type things. And I love working out. I mean, my goal in the next couple months is I'd like to get certified in DDP yoga and be able to teach other people with a disability. So, I mean, those are my goals short term right now, but I like to take things one day at a time. But that's kind of what I'm building towards, man, just because, like, I mean, like you said, I can't wrestle forever. So I'm trying to plant those seeds for something more. If I could wrestle forever, great. That'd be awesome. But I mean, like, you know, your body can only take so much. And I realize this. And furthermore, you know, we just talked about earlier, Zach and I having stories that are, you know, in a lot of ways, they're a lot more powerful than just pro wrestling. So I think speaking and writing and just talking to children is definitely the way for us to go, to spread our message and spread hope to, you know, kids everywhere.
And to piggyback off what Greg was saying, basically, and I echo everything you just said. I'm also in the process of getting certified to teach GDP yoga. Basically, how we make a living is telling our story. And that story can be seen on many different platforms and many different stages, whether that's the professional wrestling ring, whether that's on stage in front of an audience in a speaking form, whether that's books, DVDs, DDP yoga, classes, whatever. It's all an extension of us and our stories. And our number one goal is to plant seeds of inspiration and to give hope to the hopeless. Because it's at a certain point in our lives, we were those people that were hopeless. We were down and out. And if it wasn't for a lot of people helping us along the way, we wouldn't be where we're at now. And so anything we can do to kind of give back and to pay it forward, so to speak, that's what we'll do.
Yeah, you know, it's always a combination of, you know, you get support, you get a leg up from others. You also have to provide it, you know, to yourselves. As I think all the success stories in DDP Yoga have that common denominator. We reached out to the community, we got support, we continue to get it. But, I mean, if anyone is listening tonight, and just if you want to imagine what your lives would have been like, Zach and Gregory, had you chosen to focus on what you couldn't do or on the negative. And somebody really wise told me recently that when you wake up in the morning and you cannot feel grateful for anything, you've created a total burden in your life.
Yep.
And it's just, attitude is so important. And we all have our challenges. When I started this, I was 345. There were so many moves I couldn't do, but I focused on what I could do, and I got stronger, and you two did the same thing. So I think it's great you're taking your message, especially to young people, because they need to hear this so badly.
Thank you. Absolutely. And I agree with everything you said, Stacey, and that's the whole idea of gratitude being the absolute foundation of my life. Without gratitude, I have nothing. Without being grateful for the things that I do have, if I'm not grateful, then I'm going to be lost in fantasy land. And if I'm lost in fantasy land, I think that name is mislabeled, because fantasy land for me can be quite scary. And so the idea of being grateful is an absolute priority in my life, and it's the springboard for me to be able to help others. You know. And like you said, it's all about doing what you can do. The best advice I've ever heard, and I've heard a lot of it, I've gotten a lot of advice over the years because I've needed it. But one of the most important things I've ever heard was, Zach, do the next right thing. No matter what it is, do the next right thing. And I said, well, you know what? What if I don't know what the next right thing is? What happens then? And the person said, then do the next thing right. And that speaks to the idea of being able to do whatever you can do, do that. And then that provides your foundation. And then once that's strong enough, you'll be able to move on to the next thing. But if I don't handle what's in front of me and I don't stay mindful and stay in the moment and stay grateful, then I'm lost. Mm. And if I'm lost, I can't be of service to me. I can't be of service to my wife or my kids or the people that love me and care about me.
Yeah. And Mike and Robert, we were talking before the show about, you know, complaining. We can't complain, but we could, you know. And I know from sometimes being on the boards and the mail that I get, I hear people with what I consider to be, you know, the most like crippling disability of all, and that is apathy. And I wondered what Zach and Gregory, what you two would advise to people who are just kind of like stuck, like their only disability is in their mind, but that can be enough to pull you, you know, emotional gravity, to pull you onto the couch and stay there for a long while.
Yes. Yes.
What would
yes.
you say to that?
Well, I have a lot of experience with that, and my answer to that would be to take action. Here's the thing: I can't think my way into good action, but I can act my way into good thinking. And so it may seem counterintuitive, and it may seem like the last thing I want to do, but if I physically get moving, at a certain point, always the mentality, follows suit and catches up to my body. But if there's no calories being burned, not even in an exercise sense, I'm just saying taking some kind of action, whether that's helping somebody else or getting off the couch or taking a walk around the block, even if it's the last thing you want to do, I always end up in a state of gratitude after I take action.
When I think about, you know, people who are looking for advice about, you know, following their dreams and ambitions, you know, when it comes to anything, whether it be a job that someone says is unattainable or DDP yoga, they think it's not possible to do that, or just, you know, going to the gym in general, you know, I always tell people, the hardest step you'll ever take is the first one. You know, I think back to things like, you know, the first time I walked into a wrestling school 10 years ago and how scared I was to just try because I didn't want to fail. I think that sticks with a lot of people. They're afraid of failing because they don't think they can deal with the pain of knowing that they didn't do their best. But you never know until you try. It sounds real cliche, but if you don't go out there and try, you'll never know. And the pain of failing is nothing compared to the pain of never trying. Like, I can't imagine how different my life would be right now if 10 years ago I didn't walk into a wrestling school. I can't imagine how different my life would be if I didn't start going to the gym. And, you know, now it's hard to imagine 4 months in, you know, how different my life would be without DDP yoga. I mean, like I said, my balance and my core strength, it's like, it's miles ahead of what it was before in just 4 months. So it's like, you know, bottom line, you got to try because you never know what you can get out of life until you just go out there and take that first step.
I've got a mental Rolodex of bullshit excuses that I can pull out at any time and any place that I need to. And, you know, they're all bullshit and that's what they are. But sometimes, you know, as human beings, we pull that card and you guys, you know, both of you have the ultimate built-in excuse, you know, no disrespect whatsoever, but you have the ultimate excuse that people will buy any day of the week and will, you know, let you skate on. But throughout all of that, you know, decide to do and you decide to prove people wrong and not use your disability as an excuse and use it to empower you. It's crazy that someone like you who has to work twice as hard to get what I take for granted can do twice as much as I've ever done in my life. And it's inspiring. And that message is something that you can take to people, whether they're disabled, whether they have physical limitations, or whether they're healthy as can be. And it's just an amazing story. And how do you guys take to somebody like me when I complain about something like, oh, I got a headache, I don't want to work out, or I don't want to do this because I don't feel like it, when you guys have overcome so much and have to work harder for something that I would take for granted? Obviously, that's got to stir your pot a little bit.
It doesn't, you know, we all have excuses for anything. We all have our obstacles and limitations. You know, Zach and I, our obstacle, which is our disability, you know, it's more noticeable than other people's obstacles, but people have mental roadblocks and, you know, things in their life that maybe we can't necessarily understand. So it's like, you know, who are we to judge? But it's just, the bottom line is, you know, but like I said before, if you don't go out there and you put it all out there, you put your neck on the line and you try something that you might not be good at, you never know how far it could take you. Like, I mean, before pro wrestling, I never did an athletic thing in my life. I lifted a little bit of weights, you know, but I as a kid, I was always the kid picked last for baseball or football. You know, if I caught the ball, you know, it was like a miracle and the kids would go crazy. But like, no, I never thought I had an athletic bone in my body. You know what I mean? So it's like, again, if I would have never took a chance at pro wrestling, you know, I would have never known, you know, how far I could push myself physically and mentally. You know, it's all about taking a chance, taking a risk. And a lot of people will try to drag you down because their dreams, maybe they never pursued their dreams. Maybe their dreams died a long time ago and they gave up. But it's about never giving up, never quitting, and you know, following your heart. You know, just because your mind tells you to stop, you know, sometimes your heart tells you to keep going, and sometimes you just got to follow your heart and do what you feel your heart feels is best.
That's a great point. And we all have things we can complain about. Like we mentioned earlier, we all have things that stick in our craw we can get mad at. And, you know, the fact that you guys, you know, have a little bit of a different disability than everyone else, I could be living in Africa right now where my whole family has died of AIDS. I could be living in starvation or war-torn countries with genocide. And this isn't a rah-rah, go USA thing, but the fact that I was born in this country alone is like winning the lottery. So obviously, you know, when you and I both probably deal with equally amount of, you know, crap in our lives, in the grand scheme of life, so we have it pretty good. And you guys have overcome so much. And I want to thank you guys for being on the show. And you guys are really doing well. I mean, you guys have, you know, made a hell of a career for yourselves, made a name for yourselves. Without that national TV and the Handicapped Heroes brand in wrestling and inspiring so many people is really taking off, and I'm really proud of you guys. As a wrestling fan and just looking for inspiration myself, you guys have done so well, and I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show. It was really awesome.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Stacey.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was great having you on. Please come back.
And I hope you guys...
Yes, Stacey, we'll come see you again.
All right.
Yeah, we're losing Zach, but hopefully you guys see some stuff with Dallas in the future, and we'd love to get your take on some modifications in DDP Yoga with Dallas and the new DDP Yoga app. So thank you so much to Zach Gowan, to Gregory Iron, the Handicapped Heroes. Check them out if they're coming to you live in a local wrestling show. They're traveling all over the world right now, so definitely check them out. Handicapped Heroes, Zach Gowan and Gregory Iron, thank you guys so much. Such an inspiring story. I appreciate it.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Take care, man.
Take care, guys.
And until next time, what a great show. That was a blast. Those guys have a hell of a story. And as Stacey was saying, anybody who's had any type of setbacks or excuses why they can't do something, it's just an amazing, amazing journey they've had. And I want to thank them so much for being on the show with us.
Absolutely. They were awesome.
And Stacey, you have any upcoming appearances coming up before we head out?
Well, the next one's in September. It's at the end of the month, and it's my first out of state. It's going to be in Frederick, Maryland at Dublin Coffee Roasters, Saturday, September 26th. And that's thanks to Team DDP Yoga member Sherry Rubin Close, who got me set up with that gig. So I'll be posting more about that, but that's my next one.
Awesome. And Robert, I'm sure you're going to be hunkering down at your evil lair, or is that what we're calling it now? Just getting lots of work done for DDP Yoga. You've been so busy lately and a lot of stuff going on. Robert, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Yeah, I prefer to call it my fortress of solitude, but, you know, whichever works.
Your fortress of solitude. There we go. But great show tonight. We appreciate you listening, as always. And we'll be back next week. We got an exciting announcement. Diamond Dallas Page is back on DDP Radio next week. He has been so damn busy that he hasn't been able to get on with us for a while. Dallas will be back next week, so definitely tune in for that. It's going to be a fun show, and he's going to have a whole hell of a lot to talk about. Definitely want to tune in next Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at ddpradio.com, but definitely check out ddpyoga.com as well. Thank you so much to the Handicap Heroes for coming on tonight. It was a hell of a show, a lot of fun, a lot of inspiration, and really just great guys, those two, Gregory Iron and Zach Gowan. I definitely want to check those guys out live if they're in your area, because they will give you more than your money's worth. And they put in a hell of a lot of effort and have some amazing performances out there, and they're kicking ass on the indie scene. So until next week, for Stacey Morris, for Robert McLaren, my name is Mike Mullins. We'll be back next week, DDP Radio at ddpradio.com. And any last words, folks?
Thank you, Mike, for being a great host.
Yeah, good job, brother.
Take care, man.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Take care.
See you guys.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.